It's Friday, which means it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Oh, say can you see cloudy skies and a happy 4th of July. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the effects of fireworks on local air quality and also get some more cloud gazing tips for a certain cloud formation some of you have been asking about. First, Cliff, how's that forecast looking for the holiday weekend?
Well, today is actually pretty good, much better than some other 4th of Julys. We have a little bit of cloudiness this morning. Most of it's going to burn off, so we'll have a partly sunny afternoon, and temperatures getting up into the lower, maybe even mid-70s some places, so really quite a nice day. But unfortunately, for some of you, the weather is going to deteriorate on Saturday. We're in a situation where we have southwesterly flow developing aloft, and some weak weather systems are going to clip the state. And so the places that will see increasing cloudiness and some precipitation will probably be the northwest coast and northwest Washington tomorrow during the afternoon and early evening. So there'll be clouds coming in tomorrow. Those clouds will probably spread as far south as Tacoma and Olympia. And the precipitation will probably be limited to the northwest side of the state. But it'll definitely go downhill tomorrow. And temperatures will only get into the lower 70s at the highest. Sunday should be an improving trend. These systems will start moving through. Still worse in northwest Washington. But temperatures will get into the mid-70s, maybe even the upper 70s on Sunday, particularly if you go south of Seattle. So the name of the game for outdoor recreation is either go east of the mountains or go south of Seattle, and the weather's going to be better, particularly on Saturday. The ridge is going to really build up late Sunday into Monday. So Monday and Tuesday, we should see a real improving trend, no precipitation, and temperatures getting back up into the 80s. So actually, a good trend, except for Saturday, where we're going to get those weak weather systems on the coast in northwest Washington.
And some pretty nice weather for the fireworks shows today. But Cliff, your latest blog post makes me think you're not such a big fan of the fireworks ritual.
Well, I love watching fireworks, but people have to keep in mind there's an air quality issue. If you plot the amount of particulates in the air, the amount of pollution in the air, many places around here have their worst day late on July 4th and early on July 5th. And that's due to the fireworks. I mean, they put a tremendous amount of particles in the atmosphere, and air quality certainly declines, often substantially, and that's normally only for 6 to 12 hours.
You have some pretty convincing visuals on the website, graphs showing that particulate matter. And particular locations that show big spikes are Marysville and Lake Forest Park.
That's right. There are certain places that are worse than others. Marysville, where Boom City is, there's a lot of firework activity there. It's not by the water. They tend to get big spikes. Down by the water in Lake Union, I mean, that can be pretty bad down there as well. And Lake Forest Park, in some of these areas, there's hills and there's valleys where the pollution concentrate, they tend to be bad as well.
So an alternative to fireworks for those who like to look skyward is cloud gazing. And we both got email this week about some pretty neat looking ones. You call them mare's tails, Cliff?
That's right. There were spectacular sunsets this week. And even during the day, there were some great cloud formations. And one of them is called a mare's tail. We had some mid-level instability where we had these cumulus clouds forming high in the atmosphere and raining out of these clouds during the middle of the day. There were ice crystals falling out. And these ice crystals are called mare's tails. And since wind is not constant with height, they tend to get bent as they fall down towards the surface. So you see these beautiful, elongated, fibrous appendages from these clouds made of ice crystals that angled down as they fell. And they were extremely beautiful, and particularly near sunset when they started turning colors.
Yeah, our listener Alan Huggins on Vashon described them as like a fleet of giant schooners sailing with their vapor lines dragging behind as a luminescent wake.
They were spectacular. We also had some beautiful examples of shadows of clouds on clouds this week. So I got a lot of pictures, and maybe we can put a few of them online.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Happy 4th of July, and try to enjoy it, will you?
I will, and I'm going to be watching those fireworks tonight.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.